Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord's made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Awesome. The Lord is good. All the time. And all the time the Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, my wife gave me the opportunity this morning of opening the service. So I'm going to share something with you. I want to first of all call your attention to the fact that did you stop it? Did you do something? Oh, okay. You turn them back up a little bit. Back to about 10. 10 will be good. Hebrews 11:3. It says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And if you read the little insert in the bulletin at some time, you'll understand what I'm saying, or it'll be a thing there in front of you. But you know, I delve into the shallow waters of science. And as I was reading in a National Geographic here a few days ago, saw an article in there called The Shadow Universe. And here for the last several years, physicists, scientists in that area have really pretty much come to a conclusion that there is a substance that exists that can be seen. Now, its footprints are all there in the testing of it, in the laboratory, in the figures. They're all there. But you just can't see it. It's called dark matter. And in this article it said that the dark matter makes up about 26% of the substance of the universe. Visible matter, all that we see, the stars and the planets and the asteroids and everything that's visible, makes up about 6 to 9% of the entire universe. So you take 26 and 6 is 32. So about two-thirds of the rest of the universe is made up of something else. Something that they're referring to as the shadow universe. And what they mean by that is an alternate world where life exists and culture exists, but it's not in the realm where we can see. And that's from a science article in National Geographic. What I quoted you and read to you is from the Word of God 2,000 years ago. Science is just now catching up with what God said all along. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now, see, scientists now have this to deal with. If this exists, what's there? How long has it been there? And what connection does it have with what we see? Now, the Big Bang Theory. Remember the scripture I read to you said the worlds were framed. Now when you hear that word framed, what does that mean to you? If you're a carpenter, you know what it means. You can't build a house till you frame it. The frame's got to be the first thing. So, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that which we see was made from that which is invisible. So when God spoke, let there be, bam! Now, if you tried to explain that scientifically, you might come to the conclusion that there was a Big Bang. But that doesn't explain the bang. Just that it appears that there was one. How long has this shadow universe, this dark matter, how long has it existed? Was it there long before the Big Bang? Was it from that realm that which is visible to us came? This is something not just theologians. I read those kind of things, I get excited because to me it says the Bible's right. The Bible's right. They finally figured out that the Bible is right. They won't admit it. They won't acknowledge it. They would never say, we're about to prove that there really may be a creator. But I think it's awesome. And I think it's interesting that is the theme that we as a church chose for this year. Seeing the unseen in 2013. We need to look at that. How do you do it? By faith. By faith. We just receive it because the Word of God says it. It gives us information, and we take that information. Can we prove it? Not in the science lab. We prove it by believing it. We prove it by our faith. We say the Word of God is true. Now, you also got to understand that many people have their opinion of what the Word of God says. And sometimes the opinions are wrong, but the Word of God is never wrong. Many things have been proven by science, that man used to believe wrong. But none of them have ever proved or contradicted the truth of Scripture. Maybe somebody's opinion. I think there's still people that believe the world's flat because they think the Bible says that. But there's nothing in Scriptures says about that the world's flat. Nowhere. I mean, we put up satellites that have gone around the earth. They can see it's not flat. But there's never been anything that science has proven that has violated the way it's presented in the Word of God. To me, that makes me smile. Take your best punch. And for years, science has been trying and trying and trying to prove the fallacy of the Bible because they don't want to admit that there is a Creator that we are accountable to. But it just hasn't been done. And you know what? I'm not expecting a day to come when it will ever be done. Science may someday give in and conclude that there is a Creator, but they will never prove that there's not. So, looking at the kingdom of God, a kingdom that we can't see, but we're a part of, and we're connected to. And can you imagine art? You know, Art the angel. He's in that shadow universe, but sometimes they step into this one. And it's very possible that when we leave this realm, we step in to that one. So, hey, we're getting science on our side. Rejoice about that. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Stand up and give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah.
And while you're standing, I want to say one thing that I owe an apology. My typewriter and my computer only does what this brain of mine will have it to say, and I left out a name under the birthdays, and I'm sorry, and I apologize, but tomorrow is Skye's birthday, and we want to wish Skye a happy birthday, so you write that down in your bulletin, and it's Skye's birthday, and so we're so thankful for that. And another thing is, I had somebody come up to me and say, well, you know what, somebody's anniversary is coming up, and he has all kinds of ways that he's surprised this lady. Cole has always surprised Sherry in some form or fashion. But what he would like to say to her this morning is thank you for putting up with him for nearly 14 years. She just never knows what he's going to do, do you? And sometimes I get in a little bit of cahoots with him. But we are thankful for them. Thankful that nearly 14 years ago that they decided, actually, it's a wonderful story. And one thing that Cole said to me last Sunday was, you know, you go back sometimes in your life and you say, what if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't be here. You know, and then sometimes you think, well, what if I hadn't have gone to that place, I'd have never met so-and-so. At one point in Cole's life, he had a decision to make. He almost went to Louisville to live, stayed in Louisville where his family was. But you know what? He ended up coming to Russell Springs and met Sherry. Of course, see, I can say all that because she's one of our kids, right? Let's praise God. Amen.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
We sang happy birthday to everybody in here. We're going to sing happy birthday to my
buddy. All right. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Come on.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. God, the everlasting God, you do not faint, you won't grow weary. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever, our hope, our strong deliverer.
You are
the everlasting God. God, you do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer.
You are
the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't. Weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. You're the everlasting. God, you're the everlasting.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Before we do our next song, I wonder if there's any of the men that came, that were there yesterday, has a testimony, something you'd like to share about yesterday's men's main event.
I like to share. I got up yesterday morning, and I love Brother Jack, love him to death. But now, I've not been to very many men's meetings. And let me go back a little further than that. First of all, I was raised around a bunch of women. No disrespect to women, but I was brought up around women. Growing up, I had a hard time trusting guys. Well, that's the truth. I never was around a bunch of male figures in my life growing up, and the advice I got it from my grandmother, and I got it from my aunt. Those are the people that raised me. And as you tend to grow up, well, all the fights I was in and all the bad dealings I had to deal with come from men. Well, that's just the way it is. See, when you look at life through somebody else's eyes, you get a different picture. So anyway, when you learn not to trust people, well, it's hard to gain that trust. Yesterday, I was listening to Jack. Scripture, Jeremiah. And this big revelation hit me. You know, it's okay to trust men. You know, that's what God wanted men to do, was trust each other and put his word out there. It's okay. I'm 51 years old, and it took yesterday to bring that revelation to me. So I'm grateful. It's good to know that there are guys out there that you can actually trust them to give you the right words. So what I'm trying to say is, it's okay when you talk to people that are delivering the word to you. It's okay to trust that, because they're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for you. They're doing it to glorify God. That's what we're intended to do here, is put the word out to glorify God. Amen? I'm good.
That's fine. Amen. Come on, let's glorify the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world sing. For we're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Savior,
Savior, he can. can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine your light
and let the whole world see. We'll sing it for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We'll sing it for the glory of the risen King.
Shine your light, come on, say it. Shine your light and let the whole world see.
We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Do you believe that? Come on.
Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Savior.
Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine your light.
Shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know there's a revival taking place in this land. You may be thinking, oh, but everything I hear is bad. But you know what my Bible tells me? When it's getting bad, look out. People are going to start remembering what they learned when they were children. They're going to be remembering, hey, I know a God. I used to know a God. Church, we've got to believe that God is going to turn some things around in your families, in our community, in your life. Come on.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I hear the voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Well, I hear a voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. Hallelujah. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus.
As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet, so you love this city and you love these streets. Every child I'm playing by their own front door. Every baby lying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming in their dead end job.
every driver driving through the rush hour mall.
I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
Can you feel it?
You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town.
Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive us. Revive us.
The preacher preaching when the well is dry,
to the lost soul reaching for a higher high,
from that young man working through his hopes and fears,
to the widow walking through her veil of tears, every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son.
Come on.
I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
Can you do life?
You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yes.
Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like the train on the edge of the town.
Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Your burdens down. Lay your burdens down.
Oh,
revive us.
Oh, revive us, Jesus. Revive us. Yes.
Revive us.
Send your spirit, Lord,
and revive us.
That's not just a pretty song. You got to listen to what you're saying there. The Holy Spirit is brooding. You remember it said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it talks about how the Spirit was brooding. What was getting ready to happen? Something was getting ready to happen. When you think about brooding, something's getting ready to hatch. Holy Spirit's brooding. And you know, when you carry all that stuff, he can't do anything. So you got to give it to him. You got to say, Lord, I surrender, just like that other song said. You got to say, God, I can't do this. Lord, I cast it on you. Let your Holy Spirit bring the pass in my life. Are you ready to do that this morning? Or do you want to do it yourself and be frustrated and anxious? But let God do it.
Overcome by the blood of
our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. Yeah. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise, you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame, Jesus.
Majesty, hallelujah, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We worship you today, Almighty God. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God.
Your glory fills the skies, light of the world, you are Lord of all. Humble by your presence, I'm amazed by who Steve.
of all. To you the nations bow down.
To you
creations rise out. Majesty, all things behold together. Your name will stand forever. Majesty, you are. Majesty.
Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise.
Majesty,
Kingdom Authority,
Kingdom Authority. From His throne unto His own, His anthems ring.
So exalt,
so exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His Majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Jesus who died,
Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you, Jesus.
We're singing my
your love in the presence of your majesty.
Here I am now.
Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your grace, so free. Your life, the greatest sacrifice.
Come on, church.
Majesty, majesty, your grace has found me just as I am. Forgiven so that I can forgive. Here I stand, knowing that I'm your desire, sanctified by glory and power. Now I found the grace of all is mine, since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty, Grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hand. Majesty. By your love, in the presence of your majesty.
You know, somebody might be saying, now wait a minute, Pastor Laverne, you don't know where I've been, you don't know what I've done. I mean, I gotta get myself cleaned up before I get in God's presence. I mean, he doesn't want me as I am. I mean, you just don't know, Laverne, you just don't know. I used to walk with him, but you just don't know what I've done. But the Lord says, wait a minute. You know, Pastor Jerry always said, no matter how far away you walk from God, you were just one step walking toward him. That's all he needed, just one step. His love will change you. Now, there are preachers out there, they can preach condemnation all they want to, but I want to tell you something. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's love, church. That's love. And there ain't anybody born saved. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But praise God today, we're on the same level in Jesus Christ. All you got to do is say, I receive the love. Hallelujah. Do that second verse, church.
Here I am, humbled by the love that you give, forgiven so that I can forgive. Your desire, sanctified by glory and fire. Now I found the greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, the greatest sacrifice. Majesty, your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. Majesty. Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty.
You know, you've been forgiven so that you can forgive. Letting that love of God deliver you. Church, we have to. We who have been forgiven much, to walk away from your past and to step into what God has for you. I don't care who it is, you have to forgive. And that's putting it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's just praise him this morning. Oh, we worship you and we praise you, Lord. And we magnify and we glorify and we worship and we praise you. We magnify, we glorify Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We praise you, adore you. We worship and adore you, magnify you. Oh, we glorify your name, Lord. Oh, worthy, oh, glorified. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We glorify. We worship and adore you. We magnify. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We praise you and adore you, Jesus. Singing,
Majesty. Majesty.
Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hand.
Loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
Come on, church.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Oh,
yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Usually that's the first song you learn. That was the first song I learned as a child. But it's for me now. How many times have we forgotten that? Jesus loves me. This I know. Why? For the Bible tells me so. I'm his little one. I don't care how old I am. Let's sing it one more time, church. Sing it to him. Jesus loves me. Come on.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
Come on now.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me.
Be seated. You know, I want you to do something. When you go home, look in the mirror and sing that. Look at yourself in the mirror and sing that.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope secure. My shield and portions be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Amazing grace. The earth has soon dissolved like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called will be forever mine. He will be forever mine. You are forever mine. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.